بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على ظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم تسليمًا مزيدًا أما بعد فحياكم الله الإخوة في الله وأخوات في الله May Allah Azza wa Jal bless you for attending these gatherings. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless those speakers that have spoke before me and those who will speak after me. Ameen. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide our tongues to that which is pleasing to Him. May Allah Azza wa Jal guide our hearts and make our hearts sincere. And let not the shaitan come between our hearts and let the shaitan try to beguile us by way of corrupting our intentions. Oh Allah, make us sincere in what we say. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Also, it gives me great joy, Alhamdulillah, once again, that we see all these faces of Sunnah. Walillah alhamd. I pray that as Allah Azza wa Jal has gathered us here today in His house, may Allah Azza wa Jal gather us in Jannat al-Firdaws al-A'la sawiyan. Ameen. The mawdu that I'm going to talk about, bi-idhnillah, was not an easy mawdu to compile, not an easy topic. A lot of the brothers, alhamdulillah, have discussed regarding the evil effect of sins and perhaps its causes. Bi-idhnillah, what I will try to discuss this evening, Allah permitting, is regarding once you fall short, once you have fallen into sin, and no one is exempt from us from that. We all fall into sin. Allahu musta'an. May Allah aid us and keep us firm. So I thought to myself, what can I possibly say to myself as an advice to myself and to my brothers and my sisters? Regarding when we fall short, when we wrong ourselves, when we fall short regarding our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we fall short, when the Katibin are writing our actions of us falling short, and Allah witnessing that from His attributes that He sees and hears everything, that we are falling short in front of our Lord, how do we come back from that? Inshallah, there will be different parts in tonight's advice to myself first and to my brothers and sisters. The first part is, the first step that will aid us is أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful. That's the first principle that we have to work with. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ قال عذابي أصيب به ما أشاء ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, and my punishment will afflict whomsoever I will, but my mercy encompasses all things. Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful. My brother, my sister, know that whatever you fall into, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. That Allah Azza wa Jal is the best of protectors. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful. قَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, that you are my protector, for forgive us and have mercy upon us, for indeed you are the best to forgive. We must know this about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not despair. قال الله عز وجل قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Verily, say to those slaves of mine that have transgressed They have transgressed within their own selves regarding the sins which they have committed. But say to them, do not despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah forgives all sins. Allah, He forgives all sins. Innahu huwa al-ghafurur rahim. Verily, Allah Azza wa Jal is oft forgiven and Allah is most merciful. We must comprehend and understand this. Bani Adam is da'if. وَلِيَجْلِ ذَلِكَ شُرِعَ التَّوْبَ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. Bani Adam is created weak. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated tawbah and istighfar for a reason. وَأَنْ أَنَسٍ بْنْ مَالِكَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَلَى عَنْهُ قَالَ قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاعُونَ وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّاعِينَ التَّوَّابِينَ. رواه ترمذي وصحه الشيخ الباني رحمه الله تعالى. We must understand that even the best of us, we will err. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, all of the sons of Adam, they err. All of them. But the best of them are those who repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hadith where Abi Dharr narrates upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فِيمَا يَرْوِي عَنْ رَبِّي. That which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates upon his Lord. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my Lord and your Lord, he's saying to us, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْطِعُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Verily you err and fall into sin by night and by day. وَأَنَا أَكْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. And I forgive all sins. فَاسْتَغْفِرُونِ أَكْفِرْ لَكُمْ. Therefore seek my forgiveness and I will forgive you. Also when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates upon his Lord, where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, يَبْنَ آدَمْ إِنَّكَ مَا دَعَوْتَنِي وَرَجَوْتَنِي غَفَرْتُ لَكَ عَلَى مَا كَانَ مِنْكَ وَلَا أُبَالِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, if you was to call upon me, I would forgive you regardless, and I shall not mind regardless of your sins, and I shall not mind. Ya abna Adam, لو بلغت ذنوبك عنان السماء. O son of Adam, if your sins was to reach the clouds in the sky, ثم استغفرتني غفرت لك. But you was to seek my forgiveness, I would forgive you. This is Allah Azza wa Jal, my brothers and my sisters. Ya ibn Adam, لو أتيتني بقراب العر خطايا. O son of Adam, were you to come to me with sins nearly as great as the earth, ثم لقيتني لا تشرك بي شيئا لأتيتك بقرابها مغفرة. If you were to come and you were to face me and you did not ascribe any partners to me, then indeed I would turn and bring you forgiveness nearly as great as the earth. Rawahu Tirmidhi. This is a beginning that we have to start off with, that first principle. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving and most merciful. He forgives all sins. There is nothing that you and me do that Allah will not forgive. We must remember that. The second thing that I want to elaborate upon is the concept and the principle, لا تدري متى نموت وأين نموت. We do not know where we will die. And if we do not know where we will die, then we do not know when we will die. That is a principle that we have to work with. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. No soul knows in which part or which land he will die. Verily Allah is all-knowing and all-aware. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ. Every nation has his appointed term. فَإِذَا جَاهَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ السَّاعَةَ وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. And when that term, that appointed term is reached, neither can it be delayed or neither can it be in any advance. Not a single moment. The time is already written. The reason I mentioned that, there is a principle that I want to work with, which I'm going to carry on tonight, bi-idhnillah. And that is taken from the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he took the shoulder of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. He said, kun fi dunya ka annaka gharib o abiru sabil. He took a hold of him and he said to him, be in this world as if those you are a stranger or a wayfarer, someone who's just passing by. This is the advice that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave Ibn Umar. Look how he took this nasiha. Look at the mindset that he had and what he would advise others with. He would say, إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتِذِرَ الصَّبَاحِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرَ الْمَسَاعِ وَخُذْ مِنْ صِحَتِكَ لِمَرْضِكَ وَمِنْ حَيَاتِكَ لِمَوْتِكَ. رواه البخاري. He would say to the people that if you have reached the evening and you are alive in the evening, then do not expect to be alive in the morning. And if you have reached the morning and you are alive, then do not expect to be alive in the evening. This is how he lived. And this is how he advised. And this is why if you look into the seerah of Ibn Umar, you would see some ajaib of his ibadah and how he was regarding his alaka with Allah Azza wa Jalla and his muraqabah. How he was aware and constantly mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and my sisters, this is what I want to work with this evening. With this principle that can perhaps help us. But for us to be able to work with this principle, we have to go into that zone. We have to go into that zone of perhaps this is really our last day. And to be honest with you, based upon the verse that we said that no soul knows which earth he will die on, what land he will die in, and when, we don't know. We don't know when our ajal is. So it's not even those, it's an act that we're doing. Because we have no guarantee if we're here tomorrow or not. So let's be into that zone. Let's be in that zone that this is our last day. If we're in that zone, just imagine that tomorrow is mine and yours last day. Mine and your last day is tomorrow. For then the question is, how would we be in that last day? How would we be? The kuffar, when they are told that they have very little days remaining of their life, فَيَجْعُلُونَ شَيْءٍ يُسَمَّى bucket list. They have a bucket list, meaning they have a few things which they want to do before they pass away. The believer, he has to ask himself what will be his things that he wants to do on his last day. إِذَا قِيلَ لَنَا غَدًا أَوْ بَعْدَ الْغَدٍ سَوْفَ تَمُوتُونَ. If it is said to us that tomorrow or the day after, you will die. فَالسُّؤَالِ مَاذَا سَنَفْعَلْ فِي آخِرِ يَوْمِنَا. The question would be, what would we do on our last day? In this dunya, how would we be? So that is what I want to work with now. La shak wa la rayb, There is not much of the dunya that we would think about. La shak wa la raib. It was only we would think on regarding our family and regarding meeting our Lord. And how is it going to be when we cross over into the hayat al-barzakh, into the life of the grave, and how our life will be in the grave, and when the horn is blown, and when we will be standing in front of Allah, what will be our ahwal yawm al-qiyamah? That's definitely what we would think about. So let's mention some of the things that we could possibly do on that day to get closer to Allah. La shak, we would wake up and we would say, Alhamdulillah, alladhi ahyana ba'da amatana wa ilayhi nashur. We would be making all sorts of supplications. All praises to Allah who brings about life after death. Because a nawm is ukht al-maut. So Allah brought you about. And to Allah Azza wa Jal, we will return. La shak, in the morning, we would want to make that wudu in the perfect manner. Because we only have one day now to put forth whatever we can for Allah to forgive us. And we would seek out those actions that are little but vast in reward. Because we only have that one day. And Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من توضأ فأحسن الوضوء ثم قال أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله فتح له ثمانية أبواب الجنة يدخل من أيها شاء رواه الترمذي حسنه شيخ الباني رحمه الله تعالى عمر بن الخطاب says that the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said whoever perfects his wudu does the wudu in the correct manner and أهل العلم they have said according to the sunnah and then he testifies that there is no deity of worthy but except for Allah he has no partners And he bears witness that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final slave and messenger. The eight doors of paradise will open. And he may choose which door he may enter. Ahlul ilm, they say that this means either at the time when he mentions his shahada, the doors of paradise are open then. So if he was to die, he dies and the doors are open. Some of Ahlul ilm, they say, وَهُوَ أَرْجَحْ That this will be on the day of judgment. We would want to pray the Sunan of Fajr, for indeed that was very beloved to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is better than the day that we are in. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rakat al fajr khayru min al dunya wa ma fiha, wa lahuma ahabbu ilayya min al dunya jami'a. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the two sunnah of Fajr is better than all of the dunya and all of what the dunya contains. If only we understood this many years and we have not left it for the last day that we may be upon this earth. If we would have known that those two rakats, they were better than all of this dunya that we were living in, And it was the most beloved thing to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We would lashak, the men, they would go to the masjid in the morning, regardless of the weather and regardless of the darkness, wanting light on the day of judgment. An Buraydah al-Aslami an al-Nabiyya sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, Bashir, المشاعين في الظلم إلى المساجد بالنور تام يوم القيامة. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in this hadith, which is authentic, collected in Tirmidhi, and Sheikh Albani authenticates it, give glad tidings to those who walk to the masajid in darkness, for indeed they will have complete light on the day of judgment. May Allah bless us to be from those who have that complete light on that day of judgment. Ameen. Likewise, we would look into the sunnah and we would try to find that which carries the most weight that we could do. Man salla as-subh fa fi dhimmatillah. Whoever prays the subh, the fajr prayer, then he will be in the protection of Allah. Ahl al-ilm have said that is pertaining to the masjid and even for those in the homes. We would want to be protected from Allah in our last day. We would want as much as we can. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سلى الغدا في الجماعة ثم قعد يذكر الله حتى تطلع الشمس ثم صلى ركعتين كانت له كأجر الحج والعمرة. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever prays the Fajr with the Jama'ah and then he remains making the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, remembering Allah up until the sun rises, and then he offers two rakats, then he will have the reward of a Hajj and a Umrah. For those of you that never have been to the Mamlaka to make Hajj wa Umrah, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam in completing this hadith said, tamma, tamma, tamma. Complete reward. Complete, complete. How merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La shak wa la raib, this is something that we would all do if we knew it was our last day. We would sit and we would mention the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and we would look towards the sunnah and remember what our scholars and we would remember what our teachers taught us. What are those narrations where it mentions that if you do this, you will enter paradise? What are those narrations that if you stay away from, then you will have salvation from the hellfire? From them, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned Sayyidul Istighfar. Light words. Sayyidul Istighfar, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whomsoever says, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant, khalaqatani wa ana abduk, wa ana ala ahdika wa wahdika mastata't. أعوذ بك من شر ما صنعت أبو لك بنعمتك علي وأبو بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من قالها حين يمسي فمات من ليلته دخل الجنة. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever says this dua in the evening and if he was to die in that evening, دخل الجنة. Kalam Sadiq wal Masduq. He will enter Jannah. Whomsoever says that in the morning and then he dies, then he will enter Jannah. From the tongue of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, how light it is and how vast it is. These are the type of things we would do on our last day. We would want to be protected all that day, so that shaitan would not come near us. So we would be left for the ibadah of Allah Azza wa Jal. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من قال. The Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he says, whoever says regarding لا يضر مع اسمي شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم three times, then no harm will come to him if he says that in the morning to the evening. And if he says it in the evening, no harm will come to him up until the morning. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من قال لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. These are things you and me know. But if you say that 100 times, then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, regarding the one that does that, he will have the reward of freeing 10 slaves. And 100 good deeds will be written for him. And 100 bad deeds will be wiped away. And he will have a shield from the shaitan on that day. We would indeed seek that protection from Allah. So we would be left just to focus on putting whatever we could forth on our last day. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever leaves his home and says, Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Whoever leaves his home and says that, then it will be said to him, Qufit, Waqit, Wahudit. Verily you are sufficed you are protected and you are guided. وَتَنَحَّى عَنْهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. And the shaitan will be far, casted away far from him. In a narration, Zada Abu Dawud, he said, يَقُولُ الشَّيْطَانِ لِلْآخَرِ, that one of the devils will say to another devil, كَيْفَ لَكَ بِرَجُلٌ قَدْ حُدِيَ وَقُفِيَ وَوُقِيَ. How can you then approach someone who is guided, someone who is sufficed, and someone who is protected? My brothers and my sisters, this could be our last day tomorrow. Seek protection from Allah. Seek guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are those things that we could possibly do on that last day that has mention of Jannah? The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam on occasion questioned his companions and said to his companions, Man asbah minkum al-yawm sa'ima, who from amongst you is fasting today? So Abu Bakr, he said, Ana. Then he said, Faman taba'a minkum al-yawm janaza, who has followed the janaza, prayed upon the janaza, and went to bury the janaza? Abu Bakr said, Ana, me, O Messenger of Allah. Faman at'ama minkum al-yawm miskina. So Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for who amongst you has fed a poor person today? Likewise, Abu Bakr, he said, Ana. Messenger asked again the fourth time, Faman ada minkum al-yawm marida, who from amongst you has went to visit the sick? Abu Bakr said, I have, O Messenger of Allah. Four questions, the Abu Bakr as-Siddiq answered all of them. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam then went on to say, مَجْتَمَعْنَا فِي الْإِمْرِئِنْ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. There is not a person that gathers between these four things in one day except that he will enter Jannah. He will enter paradise. So on our last day, let's be the ones that are fasting. On that last day, let's be the ones that pray over our deceased and go to the graveyard. On that last day, let us feed the poor people. Let us help the poor people, even if it's a little. Those individuals that are sick, those of our brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers and uncles that are sick, let's visit them. For indeed, these are actions that will get us into Jannah. On that last day, look to see who from the people of Sunnah are building masajid, and give whatever you have from your wealth. For indeed, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, Man bana masjidan lillah bana Allahu lahu baytan fil Jannah. Whoever builds a house, whoever builds a masjid for the sake of Allah, Allah will build him a house in Jannah. I'm bringing you narrations, my brothers and my sisters, with dhikr, with mention of Jannah. Because on that last day, that's all we're going to be hoping for. Ya Rab adkhilna fil Jannah. Oh Allah, enter us into Jannah. Oh Allah, give us salvation from the punishment of the hellfire and the punishment of the grave. Oh Allah, let us not enter that hellfire. So this is what we will be seeking. Also, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he has told us regarding the one whose last wording, as mentioned in the hadith of Mu'adh bin Jabal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, man kana akhir kalamihi la ilaha illa Allah dakhala al-jannah. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whomsoever's last words are la ilaha illa Allah, they will enter Jannah. The thing is, ikhwa wal akhawat, these things you have probably heard. Ahfaz minni, probably. But it's not something that we are actually implementing and living by. Because we think that we will live for a long time. That tul al amal, we have that hope that we will live for long. or we are healthy and there's nothing wrong with us. We don't really believe regarding the verse that tomorrow we could die. That when that time comes, there's no delaying. And it's not going to come anytime any soon. We're not in that zone. And because we're not in that zone, then these things that we are mentioning today don't have that effect on our heart. But I say to you, wallahi, 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 it could be your last day. And don't wait for the destroyer of pleasure to come. And at that last moment of lahza when you see them, then you would want to say and think, la ilaha illallah, if only I'd done this. If only I did this. If only I prepared for this. Also, my brothers and my sisters, regarding that last day, there are certain things that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam has mentioned that if we do, then the hellfire, we will have salvation from the hellfire with Allah's permission and mercy. Certain things that are said and done, that certain individual, then it is not permissible for the hellfire for touch that such person. From them, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to Mu'adh, ما من أحد يشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله صدقا. He said to Mu'adh, there is not a person that bears witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except for Allah alone, and that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the final messenger. شرط صدقا, truthfully, sincerely, from his heart they believe that. It's not just words. They sincerely believe that sidqan min qalbihi, from the heart. They believe. They don't want to have any doubt in that. Illa haramahu Allahu ala an-nar. Except that the hellfire would be made haram for that person. Just by having that belief in your heart. There are certain qualities that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said that these type of qualities that if a person possesses, then the hellfire will not touch him. So we have to increase and be from them. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, أَلَا أُخْبِرُكُمْ بِمَنْ يَحْرُمُ عَلَى النَّارِ أَوْ بِمَنْ تَحْرُمُ عَلَيْهِ النَّارِ أَلَّا قُلْ لِكَرِيبٍ حَيِّنٍ سَهْلٍ. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, shall I not inform you of the one that is protected from the hellfire and the hellfire cannot touch him? Every person that is accessible, easy to approach, that type of person, hayyinan, polite, very lenient, soft in nature, a person that is easy going, a person that is very easy to get along with, this is the one that the hellfire won't touch. Any smart person hearing this hadith will leave off the attitude that he has or she has and thinking that being stern and stubborn is something that will bring him closer to Allah. No. The one that is soft, easy to approach, easy to get along with, easy going, he pardons, he's easy. This is the one that will have protection from the hellfire. We are mentioning these things because it could be our last day. We have to do everything to put forth because we have wasted our years. We have wasted our days. And perhaps we only have that day or 2 days left to perhaps implement these things. Likewise, we have the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, من حافظ على أربع ركعات قبل الظهر وأربع بعدها حرمه الله على النار. This hadith, which is collected by Imam Tirmidhi, وصحه Shaykh Albani رحمه الله تعالى, whomsoever does 4 rakats of sunnah before dhuhr and after dhuhr, he is protected over these sunnah. 4 before dhuhr, 4 after dhuhr. Then the hellfire is made haram. That person there is protected from the hellfire. These are things that we have to increase in. The one that is smart, he looks. Perhaps you cannot do all of the sunnah. There are perhaps that you cannot do everything. But seek out those things that you can do. Statements and actions that are vast in reward. Especially if they are connected with Jannah. Especially if they are connected with having salvation against the hellfire. Also, the things that we can do is that we can cry. Buqa min khashyati Allah. La shak wa la rayb, if it was our last day, we would not stop crying. We would cry and we would cry if only we knew when it was. Qala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sab'atun yudhilluhum Allah fi dhillihi yawma la dhilla illa dhilluh. Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, regarding that day, there are 7 type of people that will be in his shade on a day where there is no shade except for his. That hadith in itself needs a dars. But from them is someone that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهِ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا. A man that when he is alone, a man or woman, when they are alone, they reflect and remember Allah and they shed tears. They shed tears because they know their shortcomings. They shed tears because they know they are not what the people think them to be. They shed tears because of their shortcomings. They shed tears that perhaps they will meet their Lord and they are not forgiven. They shed tears because of guilt and because of remorse. And Abi Abdul Rahman As-Sulami قال سمعت أبا أحمد الحافظ يقول. Abdul Rahman, he said, I heard Abu Muhammad, he say, after buqa al-abd ala ma fatahu min awqatihi. The best tears are the tears of the slave that cries because of that which has passed by him, by that which he have wasted by his time. The time has gone which he wasted ala ghair al-muwafaqa. That time that passed him by and he was upon, not upon muwafaqa. He was not upon that which was pleasing to Allah. He was not upon that which was correct. أو بكاء على ما سبق له من المخالفة. Oh, he cries because that which has passed of that مخالفة, that which he did to oppose, that which he did by way of sins, that which he did by way of opposing what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Crying over sins is something that likewise will protect you from the hellfire. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه ما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عينان لا تمسهما النار. He said that they are the eyes that the hellfire will not touch. And from them عين بكت من خشية الله. Eyes that shed tears because the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي رواية ثلاثة لا ترى أعينهم النار. And a narration that there are 3 that their eyes will not see the hellfire. And from them عين غضت عن محارم الله. The eyes that lowered their gaze to that which was haram, for that which was forbidden. That narration there, the last one, is mentioned in the Mu'jam of Tabarani. Sheikh Albani rahimahullah ta'ala likewise authenticated. Let us cry, my brother and my sister, of our shortcomings, because we have many. Let us cry. Perhaps Allah Azza wa Jal will place us from those who are in his shade. Let us cry so our eyes do not see a hellfire. A hellfire that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would seek refuge in every salah from. Have understanding of how severe that hellfire is. Then, after trying to strive as much as we could do, then obviously we would think about our loved ones. We would think about our mothers and our fathers because we are leaving them tomorrow. We would think about our children and we would think about our loved ones and our companions, the ones that we will sit with and reflect and drink your nusnus and your coffee with, you would think about all of them. So then you would go to them to want to rectify. So we would have to go to our parents and rectify whatever needs to be rectified. وَإِذَا مَاتَ عُدْعُوا لَهُمَا. And if your parents are no longer here, then make dua for them. Make dua for them, for you do not have that opportunity again. For verily, the one that has that opportunity, then go to your mother, and then go to your father, and say to them, يَا أُمِّي يَا أَبِي أَنْتُمَا سَبَبْ وُجُودِي بَعْدَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ. My mother, my father, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are the reason that I am here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to be good to you. And وَلَا أُقُولُ لَكُمَا أُفٍّ. And not to utter a word of disrespect, and not to raise our voices, and to say to you a kind word, my mother, my father. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has told us, فَقُلْ رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِ صَغِيرًا. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to make dua for you, my mother, my father. For verily you raised me when I was young. So my mother, my father, forgive me if I have wronged you in any way. And be pleased with me, my mother. And be pleased with me, my father. For indeed the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, رِضَى الرَّبْ فِي رِضَى الْوَالِدِ وَسَخَطُ الرَّبْ فِي سَخَطِ الْوَالِدِ. Indeed, my mother and my father, the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the pleasure of Allah is in the pleasure of the parents. And the displeasure of Allah is in the displeasure of the parents. So my father and my mother, forgive me for anything which I have done which has wronged you. And my father and my mother, I do not know how long I will be around. This is the attitude we have to have. And I may go before you. And if I go before you, wa'alamu inna Allah ma'a sabirin. And if I go before you, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient. Know Allah is with the patient. And I give you glad tidings, my mother. And I give you glad tidings, my father. That if you was to lose one of your children before you, that indeed Abi Musa al-Ashari, he said, أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا مات ولد الأب قال الله لملائكته قبضتم ولد العبد فيقولون نعم. Remember my mother, my father, that my messenger and your messenger, he said that indeed that if a child of my slave dies, then Allah will say to the angels that you have taken the child of my slave. Then the angels will say yes. For يقول قبضتم ثمرة الفواد. You have taken the fruit and the pleasure of his heart, the fruit of his eye. And the angels will say yes. فماذا قال العبدي. So what did my slave say? For يقول حمدك. He praised you. He praised you and he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. So my mother, praise Allah if you lose your child. My father, say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Remember, then Allah will say to the angels, Ibnu li abdi baytan fil jannah, sam'uhu bayt alhamd. Build for my slave a house in Jannah and call that house the house of praise. My mother, my father, be patient, for indeed if you are patient you will have the house of prayers. Then we would have to gather our family members, all of them, every single one, even not the ones that we do not speak to when we have cut off ties. We would have to try to unite them. From muhawara fil maqbara la yanfa. Having conversation in the grave will not aid. Meaning that there are many that do not speak to one another. They don't speak to one another. And when they die, they did not have that chance to rectify. So you find them daily by the grave speaking to the deceased. That won't help. Fix it. Fix it while you're alive. Do not break your family ties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His perfect wisdom put you together. That is divine wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He made you a brother and a brother and made you a sister and a sister. Advise them. Usikum bi taqwallah azza wa jal fi sir wa alan. Advise them with the taqwa of Allah azza wa jal, to fear Allah in private and likewise in open. Wa muraqabatu lillah. And check yourself and know that Allah azza wa jal is an ever watcher over you. Remember, Allah knows that which you do. Check yourself regarding what you do from your outer actions and what your intentions are. And be from those who have the mutaba'ah of the sunan of Nabiyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Be from those who follow the Quran and the sunnah. Be from those, my family, who are upon the manhaj of the salaf al-salih, from the way of the sahaba and the tabi'een wa aimatal muhtadeen fil aqeedah wal hufadh ala tawheed. Be from those from the understanding of the sahaba and the tabi'een and those guided imams in your creed, and be protected of your tawheed. Do not ascribe partners with Allah. Do not let your actions be null and void. Be protective over the oneness of Allah. He is your creator, and to Him you will return. And la yaghfilu an dhikrillah. And do not be ignorant and complacent regarding the remembrance of Allah. Recite much of the book of Allah Azza wa Jal and reflect regarding the meanings of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The men of our family, then we say to them, you have gathered my father, my brother, my son, my nephews. Istawsu bin nisa khaira. Be good to your women folk. Remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَخَفْتُمُوهُنَّ بِأَمَانَةِ اللَّهِ. You took them with the trust of Allah Azza wa Jal. وَاسْتَحْلَلْتُمْ فُرُوجَهُنَّ بِكَلِمَةِ اللَّهِ. And they became lawful to you with the words of Allah Azza wa Jal. Know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَكْمُلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِيمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. Know that the most complete of the believers are those who are best in their character. وَخِيَارُكُمْ خِيَارُكُمْ لِنِسَائِهِمْ. And the best of you are those who are best to their women folk. Be good to your sister, my brother. Be good to them. Be good to your daughters. And remember, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من كن له ثلاث بنات أو ثلاث أخوات. No, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever has three daughters or three sisters, فاتقوا الله وأقام عليهم. That he feared Allah and he nurtured them and looked after them. He stood for their needs. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding that man who is there for his daughters, that one who is there for his sisters. Then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding him, Kana ma'i, ayy Rasulullah, he will be with me fil Jannah. He will be with me in Jannah. And then he put his two fingers together like this. that person will be with me in Jannah. My sisters, my mother, my nieces, know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِذَا سَلَّتِ الْمَرْعَةُ خَمْسَهَا وَصَامَتْ شَهْرَهَا وَحَسُنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَأَطَاعَتْ زَوْجَهَا قِيلَ لَهَا. Know that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, if a woman is protective over her 5 daily prayers, and she fast Ramadan, and she safeguards her chastity, and she also obeys her husband, then it will be said to her, أُدْخِلِ الْجَنَّةِ مِنْ أَيِّ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ شِعْتِ. Enter paradise from whichever door you please. It is not easy. Us men are not easy. Husbands are not easy. Fathers are not easy. But be patient. Be safeguarding over these things that your messenger, my messenger said, and he has guaranteed you Jannah. These are the things. Be merciful to one another. Be merciful to one another. And also know that you will lose your loved ones. And losing your loved ones is not easy. That is from the greatest test that you can have, by losing a family member or losing your companion that you love dearly. That companion that you know that you can trust. That companion that you know when you have hardship, you go to him. His words and his time eases your problems. That sister that you have, that you know that you love dearly. That sister that may not be your bloodline, but Allah brought that love together for you by way of deen. You may lose such an individual, and it will be hard on your hearts. But remember the following hadith. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل ما لعبد المؤمن عبدي جزاء إذا قبضت سفيه من أهل الدنيا ثم احتسبه إلا الجنة. Remember the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, there is not a believing slave of mine that he has the reward with me, and that reward would be due to because I took his loved one. That loved one that he loved dearly. Doesn't necessarily have to be family, but that person that you love dearly, that brother, that sister, from the people of this dunya. But if you remain patient and you seek the reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accept that you will receive Jannah. Accept that you will receive Jannah. Also, we would have to advise those who are living, if we were to go, فَلَا تَنْسُونَ أَمْوَاتَكُمْ, and do not forget the deceased. For verily we are here today, and we may not be here tomorrow. No. فَإِنَّهُمْ فِي شِدَّةِ الْحَاجَ إِلَيْكُمْ إِلَى دُعَائِكُمْ. They are in need of your dua. They are in the darkness of the graves. Their grave, the hayat al-barzakiyah, is not easy. And they cannot come back and do anything. لَكِنْ أَحْلَ الْأَرْضِ, there are certain things that you can do. There is sadaqa al-jariyah. There is knowledge, beneficial knowledge that that person may have left. Spread that knowledge to the best of your ability. Do it as much as you can. The sadaqa al-jariyah that you can think of, do as much as you can. Wa waladun salih, a righteous child that makes dua for his parent. Strive your utmost best to be that righteous child. The more righteous you are, the more your deceased parents will benefit. And other than the parents, the deceased are in need of our dua. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah ta'ala, our sheikh, in his wasiyah, in his farewell wasiyah that he gave, he said, do not forget us in the dua. Do not forget me. And do not forget my family and my children. And do not forget my mashayikh. Do not forget my teachers and my mashayikh. I say the same thing as well. Let's not forget those who taught us, who guided us from the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. When we did not know Salafi, as our brother Abu al-Hasan al-Malik, he said yesterday regarding those youngsters that are coming forth, that may be loose in their tongues regarding those elders who have preceded them in knowledge. Regardless of your level of Arabic, regardless of what you have memorized, wallahi, if you are people who have memorized the book of Allah, if you have people that are blessed with fasaha, if you are elegant in the Arabic language and you utilize that to call the people to the truth and you utilize that to get closer to Allah, we are the happiest people for you to do that. Wallah, we are happy with that. We are happy that you are better than us. We are happy that Allah Azza wa Jal gave you better fasaha bil lisanikum minna. We are happy for that. There is no jealousy. But do not disparage the ones that when you did not even know what Salafiyah was, that they came and they stood and they took time and they translated the words of the mashaykh to teach you. And you took from them and then later on reached wherever you reached. We only have a short time left. Do not leave. Do not leave this world with any guilty conscience. Do not leave this world knowing that you have the flesh of your brother or your teacher upon your tongues. Do not leave this world in that state, my brothers. Remember, there are many things that you can do for the deceased. Umrah, Hajj, Sadaqah. I'm saying these things because I may not be here tomorrow. And I wish that you do not forget me. And these words that perhaps you will utilize to aid those who have left us as well. Like our teachers Abu Talha, Abu Awais, all of the scholars that have left us, our loved ones as well. And finally, I say to the jama'ah and to my loved ones and my close companions, وَاَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah together and do not be divided. Do not be divided. Have rectification amongst our ranks. وَلْيَعْفُوا وَلْيَسْفَحُوا. أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Pardon and forgive. Pardon and forgive. Do you not love that Allah should forgive you? Do you not love that Allah should pardon you? Allah Azza wa Jal is oft forgiven and Allah Azza wa Jal is most merciful. My brother and my sister, Allah, He says and commands, أَصْلِحُوا ذات بينكم. Rectify that which is between you. أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُؤْمِنُونَ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger if you are believers. If we are believers, let us be the ones that we live by the book of Allah. If we are believers, let us be the ones that follow the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are not many of us left upon the face of the earth that have been blessed with this manhaj that we have. There are not many of us. Let's be that family, let's be that jama'ah that really love each other for the sake of Allah, that wants good for their brother and wants good for their sister. Let us be from those. Let us be from those that will let our ranks rise and strength to strength where it goes to all corners of the world. That will only come if we are truthful, if we are sincere. Aid your brother, aid your sister, even if they fall. An Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, إِذَا رَأَيْتُمْ أَخَاكُمْ زَلَّ زَلَّ. If he said, if you see your brother has fallen short, فَقَوِّمُوهُ وَسَدِّدُوهُ وَدُعُوا اللَّهَ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ وَيُرَاجِعَ بِهِ إِلَى تَوْبَةِ. If you see that your brother is fallen short, aid him. Aid him to return back to that correct way. Pray for him that Allah Azza wa Jal forgives him and pardons him. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings him back to Tawbah. And then he said, وَلَا تَكُونُوا أَعْوَانًا لِلشَّيْطَانِ عَلَيْهِ. And do not be from those who aid the shaitan against him. Also, my brothers and my sisters, advice to myself and to the jama'ah and to our families. In tusahib, tusahib ahli khair. If you're going to take someone as a companion, then take the righteous companions. Take them as your companions. In zurta, fazur akhyar. If you're going to visit and spend time with anyone, spend time with those who are the best of us. Man dakhil sufaha hukir. Whoever mingles with the foolish ones, then they will be scorned. وَمَنْ خَالَتَ الْعُلَمَاءُ وَأَحْلَ الْخَيْرُ وُقِرُ. Indeed, those who mix with the people of knowledge and who are around the people of knowledge and the people that are good, then they are the ones that will be revered and they are the ones that they will be respected. Seek pardoning, my brother and my sister, for all of the shortcomings that you may have done to anyone in the jama'ah. And I also say as well, that if I have wronged anyone from amongst the brothers or the sisters, then forgive me of my shortcomings. Forgive me of my shortcomings. And if they and rectify, and I advise myself and my brothers and my sisters, rectify. And if you cannot rectify and you fear that there will be a bigger fear if you go to anyone, then mention them with good. Mention them in good and make dua for them. And finally, remind your families and remind your loved ones to attend your funeral. Remind them, O people of the Sunnah, Ahlul Sunnah wa Ahlul Tawheed, you are reminded to attend the funerals of the people of the Sunnah, for verily, it is required from you, because the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَا مِن رَجُلٌ مُسْلِمٍ يَمُوتُ فَيَقُومُ عَلَى جَنَازَتِهِ أَرْبَعُونَ رَجُلًا لَا يُشْرِكُونَ بِاللَّهِ شَيْئًا إِلَّا شَفَعَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ. This hadith, Sheikh Albani, he authenticates, where he said that there is not a believing Muslim, and that entails male or female, that dies, and that there will be 40 that will stand in his janazah. 40 people, the people of Tawheed, the people that do not ascribe any partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. 40 of them. Then they will be shafa'ahumullah. By way of them, they will be the ones that can intercede for that individual. By way of dua. As the ulama have said, that Allah Azza wa Jal will accept their dua. So, Remember to remind your loved ones to attend your funeral when you are no longer around. Then finally, I end with the last part. After all of that, there are many, many things that we could have mentioned that we can do in that one day. There are many things, but it does not allow us in this short little period now. But I want to remind you, remind myself, that we have one of the greatest gifts that we cannot waste. And we would definitely would want to utilize that in our last night. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yanzulu Rabbuna tabaraka wa ta'ala kulla laylatin ila samaa ad-dunya. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Lord, the Exalted, the Most High, descends to the lowest heavens. Hina yabqa thuluth al-layl al-akhir. When the last third of the night remains. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, may yad'unani fastajiba lah. Whoever will ask of me, calls upon me, I will answer him. Whoever asks of me, I will grant and give it to him. Whoever seeks my forgiveness, then I will forgive him. We would all have to use that last portion of our night that could be our last night. We would have to use the promise of Allah. The promise of Allah, which is truthful and never broke. That if Allah Azza wa Jal says, ask of me, I will grant it to you. Then we would have to ask Allah Azza wa Jal as much as we can in that night. We would have to say, Allahumma aj'akhir kalimati la ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, make my last words la ilaha illallah. Allahumma barikni bi husnil khatima. Oh Allah, bless me with a good ending. Oh Allah Azza wa Jal, bless me to have the angels of mercy that come when they take my soul. Oh Allah, let my soul go out with ease. Oh Allah, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min adhab al-qabr. Oh Allah, I seek refuge in you from the punishment of the grave. Allahumma ij'alni min an-najihin. Allah Azza wa Jal, make us from the najihin, those who can ask or those who can answer the questions of the grave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us salvation from the hellfire. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you say in the Quran, Rabbana innaka man tudkhil an-nar faqad aghzayta. Oh Allah, the one that you will enter into the hellfire, then you have disgraced. Rabbana la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah. Oh Allah, I may not see tomorrow. Allah, do not disgrace us on that great day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us of all of our sins. Oh Allah, forgive us of that which what we have said regarding your religion. Forgive us that which we have said regarding your religion which was incorrect, that which we spoke without knowledge. Oh Allah, forgive us if we sat and Allah or the shaitan entered into our hearts and takabbur and arrogance and ujub came into our hearts. Allah, let us not leave this earth except that there is gone from us and you have forgiven us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not make us from those who will not be able to drink from the hold of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make us from those who will see your face on that great day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, enter us and our families and our offsprings in a jannah that never ceases, in a jannah that is eternal. Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb, Ya Rabb. These are just some of the things that I can think, my brothers and my sisters, right now, regarding how we could be on our last day. And I finish this lecture by saying, and it's not something which I just say, which is acting. It could be mine and your last day. Remember that. Live in that mode. Live in that mode. That tomorrow is our last day, just as Ibn Umar did. And perhaps that will be something that will make us stay away from sins. Perhaps that will be something that will make us seek Allah's forgiveness and come back to the straight path for us and our families. May Allah bless us with husn al-khatima and accept what we put forth. Ameen. أقول قولي هذا استغفر لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. جزاكم الله خيرا.